Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sanders.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, overlooking the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Captain Matty Barlow from Limitless at Dana Landing in Mission Bay is here. Boy, oh boy, have we stimulated some calls and texts here. So if you want to get through, this is your chance. We're giving away a phenomenal prize here.
Well, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, how about that? One lucky caller or texter, and again, that gets decided at the end of the show by a coin flip. Basically, we'll have one potential caller winner, one potential texter winner, and then Maddie will flip the coin, and that's going to determine who's got a full set of the brand new AFCO Blue Fever lures. Your kit's going to include the swimmer, the crossbreed, the digger, the jerkbait, and the hybrid, all coming to you, like Pete, you mentioned before. Just so perfect. High-end finishes, the right colors, right styles, really good hardware, a really cool prize pack from our friends at AFCO. And, you know, again, that kit's worth well over $100 worth of lures going to one lucky caller or texter.
For sure. And we always say it, and we get a ton of texts, and we get some calls. Good way to win. If you want to win those lures, call us. 213-432-1090. Open right now.
You got it, man. With that said, it's time for the Catch Report. Our FishDope.com report today is sponsored by the best, man. The best quality, easy in and out, the lowest gas prices, that Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the expanded Summit Gasoline and get those low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, or your boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps. The bistro is full of all the things you need for a great day in the water, plus you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. Say hi to Martha and their friendly staff at Summit Gasoline. Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always low prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to start off that FishDope.com report with a man, Captain Mark Wish. Our private boater buddy is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Matt. Great show here. Good stuff. And I got to say, pretty interesting week to start off our official spring season now. Good spread of weather here recently, but, man, we've had it all the way from flat calm to some heavy squalls with thunderstorms here mixed in the last week and a half or so, but still good fishing around. So a couple of reminders. First of all, lobster season dive is closed. It's over. It was a really good one, but it's done. And make sure you wash off the hoops, clean out those bait cages, hang those hoops up high someplace, keep the rats out of them. I had rats get in mine one time and they chewed the heck out of them. And then also, you want to be aware that our rockfish opener is coming up on April 1st, and it looks like there's going to be some new regs to deal with, so you got to do your due diligence. You got to be on top of the game here. There's a lot of regulations nowadays, but it's sounding like it's going to be pretty interesting, some of the things that's coming. And make sure you got a release device and a descender outfit, because we're going to be able to fish some spots. We're going to see some of that stuff that we can't keep, so make sure you're ready to let them go. And then one other thing here in the Long Beach, L.A. area, looks like Nacho's barges, the bait barge, is finally going to be back on the east end of the breakwater here in the next few days. Hopefully they get that all done because we've been missing it. And then as for some fishing locally, you know, kind of status quo, not a whole lot of exciting going on locally. Bass fishing in the water's been up to 62. It's, you know, been relatively warm all winter. And the structure fishing is still pretty darn good. Halibut fishing definitely backed off a little bit this week, and I'm wondering if the fish are definitely still around, but it seems like they might be moving in toward the beach a little bit. You know, guys have been mostly fishing 80 to 100 feet like that. You might try some hard bottom areas with the bait in more like 40, 50, 60, and as the fish are moving in for the springtime here. Be interesting to see if that's what's going on. No reports from the outer islands at all, but that'll be soon coming. And then over at Catalina, kind of like local status quo, nothing of consequence that I have heard of on yellows or sea bass here this week, but still some really good signal on the halibut. This has to be one of the best years ever for the halibut fishing. over at Catalina. And then offshore, I mean, realistically, it's definitely too far for most private boats, especially with the weather situation right now. But, God, that volume of fish down there is just incredible. And, you know, it looks like it's getting a little bit bigger. I think it was a pair of Supreme that went 223 this week. I mean, holy cow. And then, I mean, that bluefin, I mean, that's pretty interesting. There's no doubt. But I think what's truly amazing is those big basso yellowfin that are mixed in with them. I mean, yellowfin tuna of that grade in March. And I think on a report, I think it was maybe Pacific Dawn, 64 degrees, and a bunch of turtles all down there in that same area where they're seeing the yellowfin. Wow. That's not normal stuff for the middle of March, guys. So I think that bodes well for our season. I think we are in for a really good one. So that sounds like fun. And then, Ricky, there's something special for you to noodle on.
Okay.
Because I heard you express some interest in that Calcod video out there on the 43. So years ago, one of the sport boat captains, when we used to be able to fish out there, he was telling me one of their favorite spots, there's apparently a crack in the bank. And they called it Ganyan Canyon because the guys would drop down in there, and as they're drifting away, that wall's coming up really fast, and they lose a lot of gear, but just loaded with big cowcods.
Oh,
Ganyan Canyon. That's your name on it, buddy.
Ganyan Canyon.
I want to see, man. I want to see. Like, yeah, there's, you know.
Okay, let's make this clear, though. You still cannot keep cowcods.
Sure. Right. I just want to see them.
No.
And even though it appears that the cowcods conservation zones that have been closed for years are going to open up, it's going to bring a lot of opportunity for other fish.
That's the thing, yeah. And with deep water fishing, like Mark said, you know, you got to be up on it a little bit. There's not a ton that you need to know, but like with fishing deeper, you need to know what a bronze spotted rockfish looks like.
Yeah.
You need to be able to tell the difference between that and one of those Floridas, which, you know, the bank rockfish that we catch kind of a lot of fishing deep, which you can keep, and a bronze spotted, which you can't. Like, there's not a ton of things you need to know, but there's a few. So just do a little bit of homework.
Don't get caught with bad stuff.
Print it out. Print out a little picture if you need to. Just throw it in your, you know, throw it on in your little, you know, book of notes on the boat. There's not a ton that you need to do, but there's a few. And Mark said it best too. Make sure you got a descender. Like you're probably gonna catch a cow if you're fishing deep water. And just make sure you got the ability to send the thing back down
with a lot of weight on it.
Yeah, just so we don't get into the same pickle that we were in before.
Right.
Well, Mark, we're
That's
excited,
all
buddy.
True, man. Yeah, you know, we got so much interesting stuff happening. I mean, that yellowfin down there, I mean, what the hell is 50 pounders swimming around in March?
Yeah,
what's going on with that?
And how about the spread of bluefin that was caught this week? You know, I've got some really good buds up in Half Moon Bay, J.R. Peelman, and I've been getting, you know, pictures from him. Those guys are catching, they're Mad Mac and bluefin outside of Half Moon Bay. And,
yeah.
You know, there was like a 230 caught on a Mad Mac this week, and a big 150 pounder caught on St. Paddy's Day. Like, it's wild how much fish is already around. And it's March.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I'm glad you brought that up. I had it in my notes, and I forgot to put it on my sheet here. So, yeah, I mean, that's a lot of fish, man. What a tremendous spread. So maybe we're just learning more about them. Maybe they've been there the whole time, and we just never knew it.
JR, you know, with what Ken Frankie said, with the spread of fish, they've seen 14 different areas of fish. That's pretty amazing. Yeah. And of course, fishdope.com has all that information for you. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. Pretty amazing stuff going on right now. And I would say that it would really be good time to book a trip in April, wouldn't you say, Matty, based on what's going on right now?
Yeah, you have yellowfin in March and stable water.
Yeah.
Turtles.
Who knows how long it's going to last? It could change,
I think,
in June.
Yeah. I think you look at, like, the water shots. I mean, the water's been pretty stable, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, 62 to 64 degree water where those guys are catching fish. I mean, that's good. So
yeah.
I'd say April bodes well if we have some nice weather, for sure.
For sure. Well, how do we find you, Mark?
Well, P, we're on Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And watch the weather, guys. They're forecasting a real breezy situation here later on today and tomorrow. Big wind coming. So time to get all that tackle ready for when things straighten out.
That's it, man.
When it clears out again.
Yep. Yeah. Time for new top shots and new leaders. Great job, Mark. Appreciate the call as always. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Right on. You got it, guys.
Thanks. All right. Well, while we're waiting for Marcos to continue, that Catchport had another great text come through. Good morning, boys. I'd love to hear a little bit more about the sleeping accommodations aboard the Limitless. Also, can you let us know how meals work on day and a half trips? That's from Mike in San Juan Capistrano.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Yeah, sleeping accommodations. We have full berthing for six anglers on the Limitless. We have two or stateroom, then a Ford V berth, so we accommodate six and very comfortably. Like I said before, we have two heads, stand-up shower. And then meals are a big part of our program. Obviously, everyone wants to eat right and eat a lot. So we take pride in on a day and a half, on a night departure day and a half, you know, we'll make breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So it's all hot and ready to go. All the snacks are included, and then beverages as well outside of your cocktails. But, you know, we take big pride in our food. So it's a big part of the program because, you know, fishing is not always 100% all the time. So, you know, if you have some good food going down.
What are some of your favorites you guys have chefed up over the seasons?
Oh, man, the old Dave Fitzy surf and turf. we've done it all, but we do a lot of, you know, like steak and pork chops and, you know, lunch we do. We mix it up, tacos and carnitas and, yeah.
That's awesome.
Dave and Matt have it, you know, coming out of our ears in there. So
yeah. You mentioned Eggs Benedict for breakfast?
Oh, yeah, we do that too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we do.
You eat pretty well. What if you have your own charter, can you ask for a specific
menu? Yeah, actually. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, if you want a specific menu.
Yeah, we have some groups that prefer, you know, obviously some people have dietary restrictions or what have you, but we accommodate pretty much most requests. So, yeah, I welcome it. So, yeah. All absolutely. Right. You're taken care of.
Yeah, for sure. I have a great text here, too. It says, Bill from Chula Vista says, so I can plan. What's the cruise status? Is your schedule online and any accommodations for youths?
Oh, yeah. We take kids all the time. Depends.
Perfect
on
opportunity for kids.
Yeah, great. You know.
Any age?
I mean, if you're going offshore, it's kind of parent, you know, it's like up to you as a parent to be like,
how experienced?
Like, yeah, right. You know, I wouldn't take my, you know, 3-year-old in a day and a half. So, we definitely take kids, but we have plenty of openings in these early months up until like middle of May, I'd say. And, our schedule's online at limitlesssportfishing.com. It's all live. You can book right there or call me at 619-987-7814.
So if you see does it say specifically, like if you want a day and a half, you're going to need like a two-day spread there.
Yeah.
Do you have to book the two? How do you work that on the calendar if you're going to book it online?
It's pretty easy.
Oh,
like, it's just book trips, and it'll give you like you basically log in, and then it'll give you kind of like on the dates what, you know. It's pretty user-friendly.
If you want to do a day and a half, you just put specifically what trip you're interested in.
Correct.
And it'll give you the dates.
Yeah, or it'll reject. Like if we don't have a lot of day and a half left, like in obviously the prime time of the year, but these early months you can.
What is the prime time of the year now?
I mean, it sounds like
25 over 100
sounds
yesterday.
Sounds like right now is the prime time of the year, right?
I got to get my brain worked around that.
Yeah, like what? You know, we used to think August, September, prime time is like, wait a minute here.
Yeah.
Based on, I mean, it's all about weather this time of the year.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
all weather.
If you see, so let's talk about that. If you book a trip and it doesn't look good, what's the cancellation policy?
I mean, we have, like, if it's due to weather, I reschedule you, you know, or, you know, we'll give you your money back. Like, I'm not, like,
you're not going to make so, miracle beat
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we're not trying to make money off people canceling a trip. Like, that's just not what we do. But, obviously, you get money back or reschedule. You know, a lot of people just want to push it back. So,
sure.
You know, we do have trips in April, day and a half, and, you know, if they're looking great, we go. And then if it looks sketchy, you know, we'll reschedule. Or do what's right. So,
yeah.
Yeah, we're flexible this time of year for sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Good deal.
All right. Hey, well, let's continue on with our catch quote. We got the man standing by. Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing is on the line. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
We're doing great. It's been an interesting week seeing a lot of fishing happening at C4 for March.
We definitely squeezed in some good fishing there for the middle of March. Getting a little shut down by weather tomorrow. We canceled everything with that storm rolling through. And I guess we're kind of used to it at this point. You know, shut down for a couple of days. If it picks back up the way it left off, we had some really good trips this week. The half day, seeing some yellowtail, calico bass, sand bass kind of starting to wake up there. Still good white fishing, sheephead, sculpin in the mix, all around good fishing on the half day, especially with some of the great weather we had in the middle of the week. And starting tomorrow, we are moving back to 2 trips a day. So if you check the website, definitely keep an eye out for that. We've been running those 8:30 to 2 trips. Tomorrow we'll be back to those morning and afternoon 6 and 12:30 departures. And the plan right now, we're probably going to keep looking for those yellowtail and bass on the morning trips and fish some bottom fish in the afternoon, what's available there. But that'll depend on conditions and how things are doing there. So great fishing there. Had a couple day and a half boats come back yesterday with some spectacular fishing, and I'm sure that's kind of what we're talking about there. Tribute, 19 bluefin, 4 yellowfin in the mix there. The Polaris Supreme, 48 bluefin, 4 yellowtail off of, 4 yellowfin, excuse me, off day and a half. And those fish, 70 to the biggest one, the Polaris Supreme, was 223. So very good fishing. And we're talking a day and a half in March. So, I mean, that's pretty solid trip, I would say.
Yeah, a couple years ago, you would really hope to get on some reds.
Right.
They had a 200-pound bluefin to go along with the other 50 of them that they had. Jeez. Crazy.
And a few yellowfin sinking in there. Some yellowfin in March. I mean, that's kind of a nice little sign there for upcoming here. Tribute fish weren't exactly small either, man. Those were 100 to 180 pounds, so very good fishing there. They are back out there right now. The only report we've got so far is from Polaris Supreme. He's actually on a 3-day that I think he's going to probably turn into a 2-day, depending on how the weather goes tonight and tomorrow. Said lots of fish out there, a little tougher, not biting quite as generously as the previous trip there, but he does have 9 fish in the mix. And those fish are, 8 bluefin in the mix, and those are in the 80 to 120 pound range. So still some pretty good fishing, even under some bumpier conditions. So overall, great fishing there. And the Tribute on that day and a half, also, we haven't heard a report from him yet. Like I said, a little slow down in the middle of the week here, but the Tribute will be back out, leaving next Thursday, fishing Friday, coming back Saturday. So kind of shifted the schedule a bit there. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have those half days, like I said, with the back to 2 trips a day schedule. We have the day and a half trips on a Tribute this upcoming week, just that Friday departure. After that, I believe he's moving to 2 or 3 trips a week. So, like I said, definitely check that out. Lots of options. And, again, I have a feeling it's going to be a long season. Starting in March here, probably running into November. So pretty good all around.
Buckle up, Marcos. It's going to be a long one. This fish is already here and biting. And, you know, the one great thing, you said it best, some very significant weather coming in tonight. But if, you know, knock on wood, man, every storm thing, whether it be wind, rain, combo of everything, like, it just hasn't really turned things over at all this year. I mean, the water has been pretty darn stable, and even some really significant weather events have rolled through, and it's just like all of a sudden, you know, the next day weather cleans up and boom, it's right back to, oh yeah, no, nothing really changed, water's the same temp. And I mean, I obviously we're knocking on wood and just speculating, but I think as soon as the weather straightens back out, we're going to get right back to catching.
I would imagine so. Like you said, we've seen that. I mean, that's kind of how the season slowed down, much. I won't say end because people kept fishing, but San Diego spectacular fishing, a couple weather events rolled through and it just kind of really slowed things down. But I don't think we slowed down at all this winter, even though we've had probably a lot more rain and wind than we've had in a few years here, and it's just getting better.
Yeah.
Just getting better. So, absolutely. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to record my fish reports probably over the next couple weeks here and just replay those all year.
Yeah.
Limits of bluefin.
Yeah.
Limits of San Diego. Yeah. There you go. So, again, check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person. Get that gear ready now. Don't wait till the last second. You know, that we'll be back up there. If you're getting new gear, get it now. Get all your stuff set. One note, we will be closing a little bit early today. We're closing at 3 today. We're having one of the office guys, Jeff, is getting married today, so we're all going to head up there and enjoy his wedding.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, congratulations to Jeff. That's great news. Marcos, a great report as always. Appreciate you keeping us in the loop, and we will looking forward to talking to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
Thanks a lot for that. All right, that's going to wrap up the Catch Report today. Hey, again, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book processing for your long-range trips. Now, with the addition of the new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and make those reservations today.
Hey, James in Lakeside has a question. question about using the California Flyer on the slide on a sport boat. What do you think?
Yeah, the new Delta sounds like what we were talking about with Rick earlier. Yeah, sounds
so
like
it floats a little better.
I mean, obviously check with the captain and the crew before you slide the thing back. But I think that new Delta is going to be that's able to do that for sure.
James, this will basically be the year that we find out. You know what I mean? Like that's a new offering from California Flyer that kind of came available really in the off season. You know, there was a little bit of prototype and
there
was
the PCS show and they kind of introduced it there.
Yeah,
right?
A few of them made it out where there were still a little bit of fish to be had last year, but really this is the time now. You know, there's good inventory, they're around and available, and the fishing is just kind of getting rolling for us. So I think stand by is the right word. You know, we'll let you know if it's right or not or anything, but I sure think so. I mean, I really do. Like, I think it'll be like anything. We'll figure it out as it comes. It's not like the type of thing where 30 guys can all slide a lure back at the same time and expect it to happen.
Could see
but
that.
Yeah, like,
well, the California Flyer guys are probably like that, right?
But I mean, you know, the opportunity for some, all, maybe it exists. Maybe it's something that the boat deploy. I mean, who knows what the scenario is? But like, but there's, you know, you can sure see some things where like, man, that might be a good way to get a shot. I mean, you know, the backpack.
What would you slide it back on? Would you slide it on big tackle? Like that? I mean,
I don't want to catch a...
I wouldn't want to slide it back in 40 pounds.
No.
The fish that bite California Flyers are not the fish that you want to catch on gear that isn't heavy tackle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I think so. I'd fish a TAC 25 and 100-pound Spectra and a 100 or 130-pound wind on and, you know, have something that's still comfortable enough that you can hang on to but very capable if a, you know, like a fish that Aliar had this week, a 200-pounder eats it, you still have yourself in the game.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah,
so cool.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fun stuff on the horizon right now with how good guys are really starting to get the jigging stuff figured out and how good that nighttime fishing is, how refined sinker fishing has gotten for daytime big ones, how crazy good this aerial California Flyer, frozen flyer fishing. Like, we've got some really cool stuff that's going to happen this year.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Don't forget about the sinker rig. I mean, that's a big one.
Yeah, totally, tell us about that. You were talked earlier about the sinker rig, so you had a lot of success deploying the sinker rig.
Yeah, the bigger fish especially. You know, you see them on the fathometer down deep or like in that lower water column, and you're not catching them on the kite or what have you. A lot of those fish that we catch is caught on the sinker rig. We fish the, basically, it's what they call a brawler rig. Like drop shot rig, basically. And on heavier line, you know, 80 to 100. 100-pound line during the day, and depending on the current and the wind, you know, it kind of depends on the torpedo sinker you use on the bottom, but it's a really good state. Like, as we drift along and that fish is kind of lackadaisical swimming through the water column, you get a lot of bites doing that, and it seems like once you hook one, they start to climb on, you know. You can get, yeah, it's a great way to fish, and it's pretty simple too for people that it's hard to fish fly line bait, a sardine on 80-pound or 100-pound, like fishing a sinker rig, you know, you can fish a little bit heavier gear, and it's easier to hook up. And then once you're on, you know, you have the heavy line to winch them in. But it's a good way to fish. We fish it a lot. We catch a lot of good ones on it.
How do you figure out the hook size on that? You know, hook size is something that gets talked about so much, and you know, we've talked about it several times on Let's Talk Hookup recently that, you know, 5 years ago or 10 years ago, you wouldn't dream of using a number two size hook to catch a 70 or an 80 or 100-pound fish. And now somebody looks at a 2-0, like, oh, what are you going to do with that big thing? Like, does sinker rig allow you to fish a bigger hook? And you know, what style of hooks do you like? Are you a ringed hook guy? Like, how does all that play out in Limitless?
Yeah, so with that brawler rig, it's really, we do use a ring circle hook. And I'd say it depends on the bait, because sometimes we have a cracker sardine, so I kind of tailor it down a little bit so your hook's not, like, as big as the bait. But I'd say anywhere from, like, a 2-0 to a 5-0, maybe. Beautiful. Like 3-0 or 4-0.
So you can get away with a bigger hook.
Yeah, because you're deeper, and you're fishing in that lower water column, and you're fishing bigger fish. And you don't want to be, I mean, we fish size 2s and 4s for, you know, fly lining bait fish all the time and catch good ones, you know.
With
a good quality size 2 hook and catch a lot of this bigger bluefin. But fishing the sinker rig, I'd say, you know, like a 2-0 to 5-0, depending on the size of your bait, circle hook, ring circle hook.
There's a lot of there's a lot more safety involved when you have a 3-0 or a 4-0 or a 5-0 wound into the corner of those things. You got a whole lot more purchase of that hook and get a bigger barb, and you know the angler can make a lot more mistakes with a big hook and not pay the price for it.
Yeah, and the other thing I see too is like not fishing. I really encourage guys on the Limitless not to like is to have a little bit of mono on your reel. Like it's a big deal. Like the straight braid fluoro thing for a lot of people it works, but for day in day out for our guys, I like to have a top shot of monofilament.
How much?
It's, you know, I'd say like at least, you know, 25 yards, 25 to 50 yards of mono.
Cast length?
Yeah, you know, and then same thing like when you're fishing the flyer, I don't, you know, I use a wind on with monofilament. You don't have to use fluoro or, I mean, we've saved a lot of fish with that mono top shot or, you know.
Versus fluoro that doesn't have the stretch.
Right, that stretches everything. I mean, especially if you're on a smaller boat, too, and you're rolling around and what have you, you know. Yeah. You lose a lot of fish, like, straight up and down in color, like if you have straight braid to fluoro. So that's just the little shock absorption thing we've learned over the years. It just gives you an advantage.
So back to the brawler rig, the sinker rig.
Yeah.
You're tying both lines onto that ring.
Correct.
Is the hook pointed up?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we
okay.
have the hook up, and then you know, say we're fishing 80 to 100 pounds straight to that circle hook, and then we'll tie like you can your weight, right? You want them to see the line of the weight, so you can fish. You know, we tie to the weight like 20-pound fluoro, 50-pound fluoro, or a torpedo, and it'll break away too sometimes. So
and how do you judge the weight of the torpedo? It depends on how fast your drift is.
Yeah, like if it looks like you're fly lining your bait with a sinker rig, you don't have enough weight.
No.
So you can kind of tell as you get into a drift, you know. Yeah. But I'd say anywhere like a nice day, like 4-6 ounces, and we kind of go from there.
You want it as straight up and down as you possibly can.
Yeah, you want it right in front of, and it gives a better presentation.
So, and when you hook that sardine, how do you hook that sardine?
I just nose hook it.
Sideways through the nose?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Or you can come up through, but sideways works well for us.
Okay.
Little cartilage forward of the eyes.
All right. Very good.
Good info, man. Yeah, I dig it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls, more great texts. Again, if you want to get through, one line open, 213-432-1090 open right now. Your chance to talk to Captain Matt Barlow from The Limitless and your shot at winning that killer pack of AFCO Blue Fever Lures. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com. For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference.
Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The perfect day is my family and I on the boat out on the waterway. I love it. Nothing but sun, snacks, fishing, and of course, life jackets for everyone. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking the Limitless. This has got me so fired up.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
This is the week that it happened.
We're like, talking this is, technique already.
Yeah, the right? switch happened. We're talking big blue fins. I am ready to go. This is awesome. Yeah.
Hey, Matt in Camarillo says, good morning. I've been waiting to fish the Limitless for some time now. Do you have open party trips?
Get a lot of requests, man.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, let's do it. It just we'll do open party trips for sure. We have these early season. I'm going to put a couple up.
Why not? Yeah.
And it's a good way to test out the waters and meet new people and check out the boat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I will.
And I think that's the key is the way you do open party trips, and then people come on the boat. It's like, hey, this is the way I want to fish, right?
Yep.
This is good.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Matt, we will.
You'll work on that.
Yep.
Early season.
Yeah, well, you know, if we have gaps in the, you know, we really don't in the summer and the fall, but early and late season we'll put some together. Or if we have a cancellation, keep an eye out on the website and we put it up there or on our Instagram account.
Yep. Yeah.
That's awesome. And we had a great text come through from Vince in Chula Vista, and it says, can you talk about fish care on the Limitless? What do you guys do in terms of fish when they come aboard? How are they kept? And, you know, you made reference to processing earlier, but he mentioned the processing ability as well.
Yeah, Vince, you know, so we have a refrigerated fish hold on the boat. We have cold plates on the Limitless, so a full hold. And when the boat comes on, they're obviously we bleed and spine bleed and gill and gut every tuna that comes
every
over.
Fish.
Yeah, pretty much. So
yeah.
And then they're put right down in our hold and then they're kept wonderfully for up to 3 days that
wow.
we do. And then when we offload, we use a processor.
So it's like a refrigerated hold.
It's all refrigeration.
Yeah. It's not necessarily RSW, it's refrigerated.
Right. We have chiller plates in our fish hold.
Nice.
Yeah, and that, like I said, that converts into a bait slammer too.
That's
so
huge.
We have a bait in there as well. So we're based almost pretty close to a sport boat, how we operate. So.
How much bait do you hold?
Oh, let's see. We probably, with the new slammer, I'd say we're going to hold like 120 swings.
Holy mackerel.
That's awesome.
Yeah. For six people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of bait.
Yeah, so we're basically increasing with this slammer, increasing your bait by like a third, I'd say.
Nice.
So, you know, it's a big deal on those longer trips.
I bet.
If you're fishing, especially bluefin or yellowfin, you're brailing over the side. It goes quick. So.
You ever fill up the holds with fish?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that we do. So but that's the beauty of the slammer. We're gonna be able to put like the fish and kill bags right off the start and then transfer the bait and we're gonna
And then have the hold once you transfer the bait.
Yeah, but that hold fills up. So
nice.
Yeah, it's a good option. Especially even for those shorter trips, we can chuck more.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
More bait. Yeah. So
more bait is always better.
That was was the Steve Loomis line. There's no such thing as too much live bait.
Yeah. Let's ask Frank. Frank Lopresti, is there such a thing as that?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Hi, Frank.
I just thought I'd give you a quick report. The moon kind of put a dampener on things last night. Big school scene. I talked to Aliar just before daybreak. He had 8 fish aboard, 80 to 120 pounds, and said seeing plenty of fish, and he was hoping to catch some fish after daybreak. He's probably going to fish till about 10 o'clock in the morning and then come on in. And that's about it, Pete. That's all I have to report. His last trip, by the way, his biggest fish was 223, okay?
Wow, that's fantastic, Frank. And what's next? This weather thing's going to blow through. When's his next trip?
He leaves Tuesday night on a day and a half.
Okay. Out of Seaford Tuesday Sport afternoon. Fishing. All right. Is there spot, is our spot available?
No.
No, it's full. No, it's full.
It's the Blair Supreme. No, there's not a spot.
All right, Frank. Well, we're looking forward to having you and Jonathan in here tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it, too, Pete. I just want to give you that report because I'm sure some people would like to know how they did.
Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to know. They're biting. That's the good news.
Frank, I got to say, too, it was so fun yesterday being at the landing. Like, it just had the feel. I know that there's been some great catches. And, this isn't like the first catch of the Pacific Dawn. But, like, yesterday in particular, the landing just felt like the season was on. I mean, it felt like mid-season. The tackle store was buzzing. Guys were coming in and getting top shots. And, I think they ended up with 22 or 25 over 100 pounds. And you looked outside the windows, and there was big fish on the slab being drug around. And, like, it really felt like things were official yesterday. It was a really fun day.
We really got to give a shout-out to Mike Louth. He has really worked his butt off, going out with 5-6 people, break-even loads. And he really deserves some applause for what he's done here for fishermen, okay?
No doubt about it. And okay, yesterday was March 22nd.
And that was
it was like the second day of spring.
And that was like the third trip in a row with limits of big ones. I mean, this isn't, like Frank said, this isn't something new. He's been at it trying to get things rolling for us, and he's done a great job. It's happening.
And he does have openings on open trips in April. So anybody wants to fish on the Pacific Dawn, he's got openings.
Well,
all right, see you guys tomorrow morning. Take care.
All right, thanks, Frank. See you tomorrow morning. We'll have Mike Louth, Mike Louth, as well as Carl from Fisherman's Landing on the show 1 week from tomorrow.
Oh,
so
cool.
That'll be great. Yeah, fantastic. Well, phones are packed. They want to talk to Maddie, so let's jump into it.
That sounds good to me, buddy. How about this time we talk to Rich? He's calling us from Bradley this morning. Rich, good morning. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning to you, crew. I've got a question about when you add that minimum of 25 yards of mono for stretch, do you also add a piece of fluorocarbon, and how big would it be? Do you match up the line sizes from the spectra to the mono to the fluorocarbon, and what would your connection be when you hook the mono to the fluoro? Can you give me the inside baseball on those things?
If we're talking strictly sinker rig fishing, and I have a top shot on mono, I generally don't put a fluoro little in top shot on there. But like if we're fly lining and bait, we absolutely put like 3-4 feet of fluoro, whatever, doesn't go through our guides to the mono, and we tie a basic Seaguar knot. I mean, that thing seems to work pretty well for us. And
joining the fluoro to the mono.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but on a sinker rig, we fish just straight mono. I don't think there's just more connections in the way and getting the bait down and what have you. People have a problem sometimes with it, but fly line, that mono to just 3-4 feet of fluoro for us.
So your fly line rig is your live bait reel full of spectra, and then the 175 feet or 100 feet worth of nice mono for a little stretch, and then a little 3-foot piece of fluoro at the end of that.
That's it. Yeah,
beautiful.
Yep, and a lot of it like a size 2 or size 4 circle hook. Mm-hmm. At a, like we use VMCs, but owners would have you make a great hook, but that little bit of stretch makes a big difference in fishing, especially for a lot of success.
Is that?
Oh yeah, 100%. Especially on a smaller boat.
Yeah.
You're moving around a little bit more so than you would be on the Royal Polaris. But so stretch is very important. Yeah, but you don't need much fluoro though, like 3-4 feet. Every couple fish we recut it, or every fish we cut it, tie a new hook on, and there we go.
Yeah. All right.
It is. Good
stuff.
Appreciate it, Rich.
Thanks for the call. Let's jump back in the phone.
All right. How about we talk to Dan? Dan's calling us from West Covina this morning. What up, Dan? Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Oh, well, thank you, guys. Man, it's a pleasure to be back on, and great listening to Matt to see what's going on out there. And I was just kind of following up on what the previous caller was talking about, because I'm going to be going out on the Pacific Dawn on April and returning, I think, on the same day as the Day of the Docks. So that should be really interesting. I'm looking forward to all that.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, but the question I had was on a leader. I was advised to use like a 6 foot fluoro leader that I tie on. And you're saying, Matt, that 3 and 4 is just fine because I'm about ready to pre-tie all these leaders in preparation for the trip.
Yeah.
What's your thought on that?
Yeah, for us or myself, I just don't I don't like it to get caught up in the guides when we're casting. So we're fly lining a bait. You know, the longer leader, you're going to have that knot going through the guide. And really, I mean, right. As far as the fish can see, that's all you really need, and then you're using less fluoro. But the main purpose is so it's not going through the guide and gets hung up. Like every try to bait you underhand, a butt hook sardine, you really don't want that hook. I mean that knot going to the top of your guide. So yeah, that's why we do that. Or we'll tie on if you want to, like the braid, the fluoro guides are going to have a little bit longer leader. So then it does, you know, it's a little more seamless, but for what we do, 3-4 feet is plenty.
What about connecting the mono to the Spectra? Do you got a favorite knot for those, or how do you like to do it?
I like an Albright knot. Uh-huh. So it's, you know, we tie it quickly, effectively. It's strong,
yeah.
And for me, I'm a confidence guy. So totally. I know there's 100 different knots out there and 1,000 ways to skin a cat, but Albright knot's quick and strong. It's pretty seamless. But
how many turns do you like to do?
Ooh.
Don't even count them. You need to do them.
Yeah, it's more. I'd say like 68.
Got
I'd
it.
Say right in that range. Yep.
All right.
That's cool. Good info.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Had another great text come through. It says, what a great show. I'm so curious to know, Matt, as a charter captain, I'm curious, while you're hunting fish, what specifics, either sonar or visual, is the determining factor, whether you decide to fish them with the kite or get in front of them and chum with sardines? Do you do both? What a great show this has been. Can't wait to fish on the Limitless.
Hey, thanks for the question. Yeah, I mean, it's all conditions based, you know, like what we're seeing. But if we're seeing big targets, you know, visually, like with our electronics or in our binoculars or, you know, what have you, if it's big fishing, a lot of times we're fishing the kite and the conditions present itself. But then there's sometimes that the kite, we just shut it down, like we fish that sinker rig, you know. So I'd say it's conditions based, and then what's been going on when we're talking with the other boats, and just kind of get a feel for the area and what the fish is doing. So kind of adapt however it comes at us. So
does that big fish react to, you know, the same way that small fish does in terms of get in front of them and pour the sardine on them? Will they light up just like a 30 pounder will?
I mean, it can, yeah. We've seen it plenty of times. This stuff gets with it. You know, it'll blow up in your chum. Hooking them sometimes is a different story compared to a 30-pounder. But
or hooking with the gear that you can deal with them on. Like,
yeah.
You mentioned that earlier. You know, that's the thing. You got to still fish with the equipment that can land you, you know, 180-pounder, and that's not a Fathom 25. Like,
yeah, like a lot of our groups, too, if we have, you know, if we have good, skilled fishermen, you fly lining bait on 80, yeah, if it's biting, and mm-hmm. we're like, let's do this, you know, but a lot of times we have more success fishing the aerial approach or mm-hmm. the sinker rig because it's easier to manage for our group.
Sure.
And if you're able to fly line a bait on 80 and it's biting, like, yeah, we're going to go that route, right?
Yeah.
But, you're always just you got to adapt to your clientele, the conditions, and what that fish is doing.
I know there's not a real way to answer this, but kind of, again, to Sean's question, what's the more important tool when you're fishing those big bluefins, your sonar or your gyros?
I mean, can I say both?
Yeah,
but I'd say your gyros. I mean, a lot of times it starts off like as a flat spot or just your naked eye, but looking, and then once you're getting in range, obviously that the sonar it's very important to be like in tracking the school, especially when you're fishing the kite and knowing which direction it's going. So many times I don't see any visual fish, but on the sonar I see it off my port side or my port corner, and I'm able to get upwind and I know where I'm putting that flyer is right on that fish, even though you can't see it visually. You can range. These sonars are so good now. We have a Furuno CH600, and the thing is ridiculous. You can range it out and basically get a bird's eye view of the playing field mm-hmm. and then deploy. You know, so it's. But I'd say my gyros. I mean, when they fell off the bench seat last year, I almost literally cried. So yeah,
yeah.
You can't not have
them. No,
gotta
no.
have them.
So your eyeballs are your biggest tool, but like once you're, you know, in the zone, the sonars.
big, too.
Sean calling us from SDSU. They're still in the tournament.
Yeah.
Playing the Ivy Leaguers, Yale, today.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, go Aztecs. Let's hope they can hang it out. Right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll see. Let's jump back on the phone.
That sounds great, bro. How about Robert from Canyon Country joining us next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hey, Robert, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Great show as always. So now that the yellowfin are showing up, is there a difference in the technique? Is there something we can do? Just love eating yellowfin.
Me too.
You're the man, fam. Of course we want to be.
You know what? Like when it's all mixed up like that, that yellowfin, I mean, it's hard to, you know, we're basically using the same techniques, I'd say. You know, obviously it's, you know, the kite fishing is not as prevalent unless we're fishing like if it's yellowfin, we've fished like the double treble rig a lot.
Okay.
Like mid-grade like
yeah.
fish, but basically fly line, you're using the same tackle. I love it when they're mixed in like that. It's because you never know what you're going to get, but
how fun was that yellowfin fall tuna fishing that we had this past year? I hope we get that again.
Yeah,
that is so much fun.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
The other thing that sometimes that yellowfin lends into is some of that fun, like casting lures, and you get them.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about getting them on the chum and getting them on the boat, like, and then all of a sudden you know, when they're on you and you can get them on the Colt Sniper and you can get them on those poppers and you can get them on the stick baits and that, and then the grade was so good this year that you weren't casting that at a 10-pounder. It was a 40-pounder to rip your arms off, and it blew out of the water when it ate the popper. And God, I'm with you, Pete. I want that.
Yeah,
again. I want another piece
so
of that.
So much fun. Yeah, it was such great grade.
Sniper, yeah. When you're that, like, that mid-grade, like, what's mid-grade now? Like,
30, yeah, exactly.
30 to 40, like, yeah, 30 to 50.
Tug on one of those and a Colt Sniper and a long rod. And you're,
so fun.
Yeah, your arms are burning.
Yeah,
so
no
cool.
kidding. Hey, Tom Nelson has a comment here. He's calling from Thousand Palms. Wants to talk about with rockfish opening up soon, what is your go-to setup recommendations, rod, reel, line, test, favorite method? I love rockfish, and you love rock. We all love rockfish. It's so much fun. And it's so
fun.
Exciting that it's opening up again. But that's the fun thing about it is that you could catch them with just about any way, right?
I wish we could go to Gagnon Canyon.
Yeah, right.
Gagnon Canyon.
Exactly. I mean, I'm pretty old school. I mean, I fish a Gagnon like with you know, fresh frozen squid. So it's like there's fishing the jigs fun for ling cod and even reds. But if you're dropping down super deep, like you're going to want to have a nice
hook.
Give me some hooks.
Give me some hooks and a bait that doesn't rip off.
100%.
Yeah, and also Power Pro, Max Quattro. That thin Max Quattro.
Sure.
That stuff is the bomb when it comes to fishing deep. Like we can fish right now. Like starting April 1st, we'll be able to fish any depth.
Yep.
We want to go out to that 600, 800 foot, do you really want to be daredevil, right?
It is funny seeing some of that, you know, what that, like, slow pitch jig world is, like, lending its way is seeing how deep guys, you know, because a lot of that, those guys like really thin specters, you know, 20-pound Power Pro and things like that. Like, I mean, that line looks like thread when you're tying it, but it's wild to see how good that stuff sinks, you know, where we're normally, like, I'm with Maddie, like, I'm a very traditional rock cod guy. Give me a pound of lead and a bunch of hooks and send it down. But then you watch a guy fish a lure that's the same size as a Colt Sniper, but because he's using 20-pound, it sinks so good, and they're fishing on light gear.
Yeah.
And there's just all kinds of ways to do it.
It was funny. I saw Mark Mills at the show from Iowa, and we were talking about fishing the electric reel in deep water. And he's talking about fishing those smaller electric reels with 10-pound Power Pro. 10-pound.
That's crazy.
And he says he has not broken off anything.
That's amazing.
On that 10-pound.
Yeah.
So it's tougher than you think a lot of times, right? But think about how fast you can sink something with 10-pound. Right?
I was tying 20-pound Power Pro yesterday for somebody at the shop, and it is just like, what am I doing with it? Like, look at this.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine.
And they're
cut
fishing
that in half.
With that?
No, it was just a rig for, you know, whatever they were doing. I don't recall. But, you know what I mean?
It's thin.
Yeah, it was thin.
I'm not sure I'd go 10-pound. I don't know. Especially on electric reel.
I wouldn't go 20-pound.
Yeah.
Give me some heavy line and some big hooks.
Yeah.
Send her down.
Yeah,
I just need.
Exactly.
I need Gagnon Canyon. That's
Gagnon
what I need.
Canyon.
I just need
don't
a spot.
Go to Canyon. Just to reiterate, Gagnon Canyon is not open.
No, it's not yet. Anyway. Yeah. But We'll see about that.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's winning that AFCO prize pack. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Day at the Docks is back Sunday, April 7th, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have our best booth ever. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our Day at the Docks booth, both in the shop and out in the parking lot, will feature the Shimano lineup of rods, reels, and lures, like Talica reels, Terramar rods, and Current Sniper lures. And as always, our expert staff at Fisherman's Landing Tackle will help you select that perfect Shimano setup. Day at the Docks and Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Sunday, April 7th. Great deals on Shimano.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it is time. Somebody's winning that full prize pack of AFCO Blue Fever Lures, and Manny's going to do us the honor flipping the prize coin. See if we got a caller or texter. Today we have a caller, and congratulations, Dan in West Covina. You've got yourself that full prize pack coming your way. Congratulations, Dan.
Manny Barlow. Limitless Sport Fishing out of Dana Landing. So great to have you here. And such an awesome vessel. I mean, that is, it's the six-pack boat in San Diego, I would say. I mean, you were on the top of the line. It's, you know, just got so much history in that boat with Tom Paterno running it for so many years and catching so many fish on that thing. And you have done him proud, too, by loading the decks with lots of fish.
Appreciate you guys. Yeah. Thanks for having me coming on.
Yeah. So how does somebody get aboard?
Call me up, 619-987-7814. Or just book on the website. Pretty much you can answer every question on there, but you can always talk to me, or website's limitlesssportfishing.com. You can see our calendar and book right there, and then our Instagram is limitless_charters. You can look for open party trips or just check us out.
Okay.
And
you're going to put some together, the open party trips.
It looks like it, yeah.
Yeah, let's people do this. Want it.
Yeah, let's get that knife jig out. Yeah. And, let's rock and roll.
Yeah, get those California flyers.
Yep, get our flyers. Yep.
All that stuff.
Yep.
Man.
Get it all.
That's kind of your specialties. Doing that bluefin thing this past year, right?
Yeah, but don't forget about the yellowtail and rockfish.
Yes.
Yeah, you're down.
Oh,
you got to go bass fishing.
Down.
Yeah. you're totally. So if you want to do like a day and a half to Clemente or something like that.
Yeah.
You ever do like family trips over to Catalina, or you take them into Avalon and stuff like that? Or?
I mean, I've done a few with my family, but as far as like other people, we'd love to. But yeah, it's fun going over there.
There again,
crazy trip.
There again is the beauty of the charter. Like, to charge. It's your trip. You know, like you two figure it out. Like, I think that'd be a rad. What a rad thing that'd be. A little 2-day trip.
Yeah, having your, it's a lot cheaper than having your own boat. And the limousine is a nice boat.
Try going shopping for your boat. Like, you know quick that it's not a, a cheap hobby.
I mean, just the maintenance and the upkeep and just keeping the thing in line. It, if you charter Maddie, trust me. It's way cheaper.
Especially the level that you guys do it at. The food, the gear, the accommodations. It's so nice. Yeah, I love it. I'm with you, Pete. I think it's the top of the top.
Yeah, you would have fun for sure.
Yeah, it's a good time.
So, limitlesssportfishing.com.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great. All right. Well, great to have you, Maddie. Appreciate that
very much.
Want to thank you all out there for joining us this morning. Appreciate it. I want to thank Christian, our board and phone guy. We're losing Christian.
I know.
We're moving on. Christian, you've been fantastic. We appreciate everything you've done for months and months and months for us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Best of luck for you on your new adventure, and we're going to miss you for sure. And I want to thank, of course, Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. He's such a fantastic guy, and we appreciate Adam too. And of course, we appreciate your phones, your texts, and your participation on Let's Talk Hookup. Thank you very much. We'll be back tomorrow morning. You heard it right. Captain Frank Lopresti and Jonathan Yamati will be here from the Royal Polaris talking some fishing. A big special announcement from Frank tomorrow. So we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.